What's the Takeaway podcast, hosted by Dr. Jackie Gilbert Grant, covers a variety of relevant topics with professional guests. This is the perfect show to learn from different views on national newsworthy topics. The show airs every Saturday at 11:30 a.m.
Great day, podcasters. This is Dr. Jackie Gilbert Grant, and here we are once again with What's the Takeaway? I am still in Women's History Month, and I'm excited about what we are doing all over the world, celebrating women in their finest, and their mothers, their wives, their sisters, their CEOs. They have all type of titles. And so today, I want to talk to a CEO, and I am so elated about her story. You're going to find this very, very informative, and you're going to find this very inspiring. She has written a book, and the title of the book is From a GED to a CEO. Let's welcome Carolyn Milton. How are you, Carolyn?
I am doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm great. I'm so excited about you being with me because I remember when you wrote this book, and I have my autographed copy. I have my autographed copy from you. And I was just so blessed by it. I was blessed by it because sometimes we see people. And my father used to have a saying. He would say, many see, but only few know. I had no idea that you went from a GED to a CEO simply because of the way you carried yourself. I would always thought that this was this college grad with probably the master's degree and all of that because of the way you carried yourself. And so when the book came out and they talked about you started with a GED, which is nothing wrong with a GED. I have family members that have had GEDs and they're very successful. But when I knew where you are now, and saying, oh my God, this woman owned businesses. Did you all hear me? Not a business, but businesses. Okay. And so I wanted to be inspiring to my audience. So I ask you during this Women's History Month to be a part of me. Tell us a little bit about Carolyn.
Well, I like to start off with saying, when people ask me, who am I? I am a fun, lovable, kind, because I like to talk about my characteristics more so than the titles. I am an encourager because at the end of the day, when the titles are gone, who are you? So that's why I like to begin myself saying my personality, my characteristics. And I love people. I'm a giving person. I'm a servant of the Most High God. I am just a fun, lovable person. And I am married to Alan W.D. Milton of Savannah, Georgia. And together we have 10 children. And I am the owner of Handle With Love and Care Home Care Agency of Savannah, Georgia. Also the CEO of WC and Properties of Savannah and the CEO of Ball Sissy Sisterhood of Savannah.
I'm telling you, you're doing it. You're doing it. And so when you, what inspired you to write the book?
What inspired me to write the book was, like you see on the cover of the book, the young girl with the face covered up, shame. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I didn't feel that I was worthy enough to be able to tell my story. When I got delivered from God, allowing me to see myself. Mm-hmm. And once I learned to know more about Carolyn and to know how inspiring she is and how courageous she is and how she encouraged other young women, I said, why be ashamed?
Okay, that's right.
Why be ashamed of telling my story of who I am? Because it can help the next person. And as I wrote the book and when the book came out, many women came to me and opened up to me. They felt the same way. Mm-hmm. They didn't tell their story. And because I remember many times hearing the word GED when people would talk about it. Mm-hmm. I used to feel ashamed. I felt ashamed as if I didn't feel like I was worthy enough. Mm-hmm. And so when I wrote the book and I had other women coming to me telling me, Carolyn, thank you. Thank you for not being ashamed of telling the story of you being a GED. If you became successful with that GED, so can I. And it's many people that are successful behind a GED, mm-hmm. but it feels better when you have someone that you know, that's local, and you know someone that you know that can inspire you, that's close to you. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened. It was a lot of people that came to me and say that they were glad that I shared the story because they didn't never open up that they had a GED, and some people even want to go back to school and get their GED.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. So, caused you not to finish high school? Did you?
I was a teenage mom.
Okay.
At that time, and I got my GED at Afferty Beach High School. They had a program. Okay. It was an art program, so I was able to graduate with the high school, Beach High School, in the GED program, and I had my children, and I wanted to finish school so I can take care of them. So that's what made me, if I felt like if I would have stayed in high school and because I was in the ninth grade when I got my GED. Mm-hmm. And I said, if I stayed in school a little bit longer, I'll drop out.
Drop out. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I felt like I was going to drop out of school. So it was two teachers that came to me and said, Carolyn, we want you to get into this program. It will be a great fit for you because we see the potential in you. Mm-hmm. And we know that you will finish school and do great things, but you got to finish school and get your GED. So that's what inspired me to get my GED. It wasn't easy for me.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell the part about how someone wrote a fake page about me, about my GED, said how I failed the test several times. Someone that was close to me.
Wow.
And said how I failed the test like several times, which it I did. So that's what made me say, you know what? I'm going to take what someone meant for bad for me and turn around and use it for my story.
Well, listen, just think, if you did fail it several times, what it is and it also shows about you is that you have a determination.
Yes.
You were determined that you were going to get that GED.
Exactly. Absolutely.
And so they gave you free publicity.
Yes.
So other girls can come to you and say, well, I failed mine and I wasn't going to go back.
Yes.
But Carolyn showed me that determination is one of the strongest nations in the world.
Exactly.
One of the strongest nations in the world.
Yes.
So you were determined to get this GED. And what happens is a lot of people that have degrees don't own businesses.
Absolutely. I have people right now today, even one of my payroll specialists, mm-hmm. when I switched over to the company to where I'm at now, he sat down with me and he scratched his head. He was like, oh my God, how did you get started mm-hmm. in your business? He was like, he couldn't believe it after I told him I had a GED and was telling him my story. He was like, you are so phenomenal.
Yes.
So he was like, and even I have clients that are attorneys and doctors. When I tell them my story, they'd be like, Carolyn, you are so amazing. Oh my God. And I didn't think it was a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was just that they were inspired by how I didn't give up. How I, you know, took my story and I didn't allow that to stop me. And it was, you know, a blessing to have the right people around me at the time. Mm-hmm. My mom, my dad, they encouraged me to finish school. My sister, I remember the morning when I was supposed to take my test the last time. My sister said, you're going to get up out of this house and you're going to go take that test.
Okay.
And she inspired me and she told me, she said, you got to do it and you can do it. And that's when I took the time to write the scripture, as I told you before. All things work. I can do all things. Yes, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And that was the scripture that I wrote down that day when I got ready to take my test. And I kept looking at the scripture. I said, Carolyn, you got this. Mm-hmm. You got this. And 2 weeks later, when they called and told me I passed my test, I was like, oh my God. So that's when I knew how powerful God's word is.
Mm-hmm.
And that same scripture out the Bible, I was able to take that scripture years later down the road when some of the high school students would come to me mm-hmm. and be discouraged about the high school equivalent test that they had to pass, the high school test in Savannah,
yes.
Georgia.
Uh-huh.
And I would give them that scripture. And even nurses, when they're getting ready to take their test, I had a girlfriend of mine. I said, you take this scripture and you write this scripture down and use it and watch and see how God turn it around for you. And many of them, same word that God gave me, I'm able to help others use that.
See, listen, yes. I just see that, you know, it's even greater coming out of this. I think you just named three other businesses. Which one was the first business that you started?
Handle with Loving Care Home Care Agency.
And why did you, have a love for care for people?
Yes, absolutely. At the age of 12, my mom used to always allow me to go take care of the neighbors. Mm-hmm. And at that time, I didn't know why I was doing it. But I know I used to love going sweeping off their porches, helping them with the cats and taking care of their cats and dogs. And like, when I started my business, that's when God took it back to me and brought it back to my remembrance. You had this in you as a child. Mm-hmm. When the other girls and your friends would play and laugh at you, mm-hmm. because you were helping the seniors in the neighborhood, I was birthing something in you then. And it was another time where I worked for a company. Mm-hmm. And I would work all the way to Hilton Head. You know C-Pines?
Yes.
That's at the end of Hilton Head.
Mm-hmm.
I would work there for $54 a day. Never complain and never grumble. Many women in the company would not go work for that much of money. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know that I had such love and genuineness toward my clients and toward the gift that God had stirred up in me. I didn't know it was that embedded in me till I would leave Savannah and go way to South Carolina, because the company needed someone that was reliable, someone that would take care of the clients genuinely. And he told me, my supervisor at that time, Mike Tinksley, he told me, he said, "Carolyn, you are the only aide that I have working for me that will go to work, never ask how much you're getting paid. You never question what type of job it is." Mm-hmm. "Because I know once I get there, the job was going to be done."
All right.
"Regardless of what it was needed to be done, I knew that I had to take care of the seniors." And I had a client that saw the gift that was inside of me. And she would tell me, "Carolyn, I see way more than just a caregiver in you. Mm-hmm. I see you can be able to supervise a company like this." Because I worked for Janice Reese's Gifted Hand at the time. Mm-hmm. And I was supervised for her business. And I will make the schedule and I will tell the caregivers, everybody on the team, "We got to do what's right. We got to take care of the clients." I will always had that drive in me to say, one bad apple will spoil the whole team. So if I lose my job, I know something. And that's what really inspired me to want to start the company, Home Handle with Love and Care.
Oh, wow. So would you say that you were self-taught in this business?
I would say yes. Mm-hmm. And also, yes, I was. And also, I worked for Hospice Savannah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I was a caregiver, CNA certified nursing assistant with Hospice Savannah for many years. And a lot of the nurses saw greatness in me. And a lot of them wanted me to go back to school, which I was. But God didn't see that. Mm-hmm. God saw fit for bigger.
Yeah. God saw fit for this book.
Yes.
That some other young ladies, that's why this is Women's History Month, because do you realize your book is history?
Yes.
This is a historical moment for every young girl that has aspired to do something and don't have the motivation to do it. But when they hear the story, mm-hmm. "I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me."
Mm-hmm.
"I can do this." Because in this day and time, we need to learn how to encourage these young people.
Absolutely.
Because they are not encouraged enough mm-hmm. to say, "You can do this."
Right.
And this tells them, this mm-hmm. story right here tells them that they can do it. So when you started your second business, how did you handle two businesses? Because now you just got a GED. So now how do you handle two businesses?
How do I handle two businesses? I have a team.
Okay.
I have a team on each business that I have. with the home care business, I have a team. My sister, she helped me run the business. I have an assistant that runs the business when I'm not in the office. Mm-hmm. I have a virtual assistant that runs, help me run all three of the businesses. I have people that are that collaborate with me, mm-hmm. to make sure, like Crystal Pitt, she helps me keep my marketing. She makes my face look good. Mm-hmm. So it is all about building a team to get the job done.
So you know, this is amazing. This is amazing because I'm looking at you starting with a GED, and probably I won't say with the type of inspiration you have now, mm-hmm. because I'm pretty sure that during that time you were going through, you were challenged by a lot of things, mm-hmm. and to have that kind of determination to say, you know what, I'm going to do this.
Yes.
Who inspired you the most?
Who inspired me the most is my mom.
Okay.
My mother, Ms. Reynolds, she always tell me, you always got to pray. You always got to keep God first. If you keep God first, nothing else will fail. And I tell you, nevertheless, I'm always praying all through the day. Everything I do, I know it's because of him. Mm-hmm. I have to give him glory for everything that I go through. And I must say, I was under the leadership of Bishop Matthew M. Odom, and he taught me to always give God glory.
Mm-hmm.
Always give God glory. And that's why I always give God glory for everything that I do, because it's because of him that I am doing what I do. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'm running two businesses in one day. Sometimes three businesses in one day. Sometimes I have to, you know, call on the teammates. But guess what? At the end of the day, God give me the strength to endure through that day, and if I can make it through one day.
Okay. So you said walking in your purpose.
Yes.
Excuse me. Mm-hmm. So do you believe that? Which one is your purpose?
Absolutely. Being a servant of all the businesses is a purpose,
mm-hmm.
but home care is my purpose.
That's your real passion.
That is my passion. It is my passion. And that's what, and I, when I take it back to say all of them are my passion, because I find myself, you know, God said he give us many gifts.
Mm-hmm.
I love my tenants, and I love to be able to help them. Sometimes you will be forced to have to do things that you don't want to do, but you have to be stepping. That's when you have to step into business mindset. But I love the Boss Sissy Sisterhood. It's about empowering women. When I say I love, and when you hear me say sis, I mean it from the core of my heart, because of things that I went through in life. And as a home care business owner, I love going to, it's not that I go around calling shots. When I can walk into my client's home, mm-hmm. and I can see something, soon as I pick up when I walk in the room, I can instantly tell something that's out of order with my clients. Okay. And that's the gift that God has given me, because I am a natural born caregiver.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if we had a room full of young girls right now, what would you tell them about?
Yes, I would tell them to be the best that you can be.
Mm-hmm.
Keep God first. Get you a mentor. Listen to your pastor, your teachers, your parents, and be the best that you can be, and not get so caught up into social media or peer pressure, because it's very easy to get caught up in peer pressure. Peer pressure is one of the number one factors of a lot of girls committing suicide, mm-hmm. and young men committing suicide. Be the best that you can be, and follow your dreams and your passion and your purpose.
Yeah. We have with us today, Ms., I'm going to call her doctor. I'm going to give her a title. I'm going to call her Dr. Carolyn Milton. And she is the author of the book, From a GED to a CEO. And what a fantastic CEO she is. We're going to pause just for Jazuri for just a few minutes, and we'll be right back.
Welcome to the Jazuri brand of body oils. Jazuri 24 Karat 5-in-1. The ingredients of this wonderful oil helps to exfoliate, soften, and moisturize. It is quick absorbing and has anti-aging elements that give your skin a youthful appearance. Jazuri Bliss has a glossy, satiny feel. It hydrates the body and helps you feel refreshed. Jazuri Ignite. This is a body oil for men. The secret to this oil is the honey that helps protect, repair, and prevent skin damage. Jazuri Pink Ice The smell of sweet jasmine is the dominant floral fragrance that you will smell. It's rich in emollients, with a touch of vitamin E, which helps to rejuvenate your skin and lighten scars. Jazuri Sugar and Spice. Experience the dazzling sugar crystals combined with our rich oils that will exfoliate and help clear up dry skin, making your skin to be alive again. Learn more at www.jazuribrand.com. Email info@jazuribrand.com.
Okay, we are back. We are back. And I'm so excited that you're with me. I'm happy about that. I want to know, you're saying here in your stage eight that gifts will open doors.
Yes, absolutely. Gifts open doors. Far as, like I said, a servant. I know that I'm a servant. It opens so many doors for me, even when I go to being kind, because that's a part of one of my gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Going down to one of the finest hotels here, and not only here, wherever I go, being kind to people opens so many doors. People do things for me out of the ordinary, and it just blesses me when I see that, when I'm able to get to, I don't even have to open up my mouth sometimes. Sometimes people can tell me, have a blessed day, and I didn't even say I was a Christian. And that is a blessing, and it has opened so many doors, like even with people giving me different things, opportunities, with meeting different people in business industry. They have, like, say being on this platform, my gift has opened the door for me able to sit with you. My gift has opened doors with people. Kish George, she owns a magazine company out in Detroit. It opened doors for me. Just being the person that I am has opened many doors.
Well, I think more doors are going to open. I believe more doors are going to open. And you know what? I hear the motivational speaker.
I'm going to school at Savannah Tech. I know I'm gonna make you choke.
Yes. Go, girl.
Yes, I am getting back into school. And that way, I'm getting ready to get my CDLs.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to open up a business, a trucking business company, if the laws will, if it goes accordingly. And I'm trying to open up a doorway for my youngest son.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, a trucking company. What the?
Now, I know.
Right? Now listen, that the CEO, she going from taking care of business with the helping, the handling them with loving care, and then the trucking business. But you're just going to be leading.
Leading, yes.
Okay. Okay. All right. I'll
and,
take that.
Yeah, and you have to open up. You know, God gives us gifts so that we can leave an inheritance to our children. And my oldest son, he is CEO of Reynolds Express Trucking Company. He is the one that is inspiring me to do this.
Well, that's good. So you're going to do this for your son.
Yeah.
And how old is your son?
He is 28 years old.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So he's going to be a young entrepreneur.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. My oldest son is 30. Mm-hmm. He has his trucking company, Reynolds Enterprise, LLC.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't want to work for me yet. So he said, I'm going to be working for myself, Mom. But what inspired me to want to help my son,
mm-hmm.
he has a criminal background.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a blessing that I had different companies, because during the pandemic, it was hard for him to find a job in Atlanta. And he was able to work from Atlanta and work virtual with me, mm-hmm. through the home care business. So it's a blessing I'm able to help him.
And see, that's a good thing. See, because you don't find too many people do that. A lot of our young males do have criminal backgrounds.
Yes.
I it's just unfortunate, yes. But that's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody's got to help them.
Exactly.
You know what, I know I'm kind of straying away just a little bit, but I have a pet peeve that they go to court, and they tell them, you got to pay these fines,
mm-hmm.
and they can't find jobs.
Right.
So how can you pay the fine, mm-hmm. if I have no employment?
Exactly.
You know, so I think that somebody has to help these young people. And there, here we go. There's Carolyn.
Yes.
So, mm-hmm. so, but I think that's a wonderful thing. I
yes,
really
ma'am.
Do. Yeah. So, you know, you got good keen insight. You had to have been born with a business sense.
Absolutely. I didn't know it until now. Everything is unfolding.
Yeah, yeah. Because, you know, sometimes we, to know that you didn't go to college for this expertise in business administration or whatever. This is God-given.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. I truly believe that it is.
Yeah.
And I don't take it for granted. And even with everything that I do, I try to do things accordingly and right. I'm very adamant about that. Sometimes I get on my assistant all the time. Did you do this? Did you do that? Did you do this? Because I truly believe that you have to do things right.
Right. Right. And, you know, I will say this about you. I've been knowing you for years, and I'm a person that discerns people, and I watch them. I'll be honest, upfront and honest, because what somebody else may see, I may not see that,
you know?
And I just watched you, and it was like, my gosh, she's trying to take care of the world, you know? She's trying to show love to the world. I said, God. But it's just amazing when you find somebody like that, and you know it's no put on. It's real. It's genuine. And that's what I see. That's why I know that. I said motivational speaking would be very good for you, because you carry yourself well, and then also, too, you have something to say.
Yes.
Especially to young audience. To a young audience. So I'm excited about where God is taking you. I'm excited about what the rest of it. I had the privilege of meeting your husband at his retirement. And how does he feel? Where does he fit in the grand scheme of things?
Actually, you know what? He sits back. He's a laid back person. And if you hear him, he'll say, I can hear his voice now. Boss lady, what you got to do today? What do you got going on today? But with me running a WNC property, he just sit back and he say, I'm just going to accept the checks and let you run it. Because he see now that what he has never seen, because he was so busy working. He didn't know that I had what I had going on. So now he knew it, but he didn't know it. And to see it now, it's like I'm running a WNC property, and he see how I get things done accordingly, and he's like, wow, boss, you got it. He said, he tell his children, he said, I'm gonna sit back and let the boss lady run the job. He said, because she got it. She got a down payment. And I told him, I thank him, because he was part of the process of teaching me how to run business.
Yes.
He taught me a lot of things that I know. So I always tell him, thank you. Because if it wasn't for you telling me and staying on me, Carolyn, you got to pay this bill. You got to do this. You got to do that. It was because of his push and him wanting me to do things the right accordingly, because he was a boss on his job, a header. And he know that supervising others, what it takes. So I remember one time him telling me, I was the owner of Handle With Love and Care. And I cried on the side of the bed, because the workers wasn't wanting to come to work. And I was like, I'm tired, honey. I say, I can't do it anymore. And he looked me on, he rubbed me on the back, and he said, sugar, keep going. It's gonna be all right.
Okay.
He said, you keep going. He said, one day, you gonna thank old WD for telling you to keep going. So he is inspired by everything that I'm doing.
Yes, yes. And that's good. Yeah. That's good, because sometimes, you know, women that are CEOs, and if they don't have the right spouse that will support them, it can be detrimental, because it can break the business.
Exactly.
Really.
Yeah.
So we have to always be grateful and allow people to know that our spouse is supporting
us. He was very, and as I'm thinking now, I remember me used to have to go home, and when someone called in, I would be going home to go cook dinner, and I would have to drop the grocery bag and say, honey, I gotta go run on another job site. Somebody didn't show up. All right, sugar, I get something to eat. So he knew what it was for me to have to stop everything I'm doing to go run and do what I had to do for the business. And sometimes he didn't understand, but at times, most of the part, he understood.
And he sees it.
Yes.
Now. He sees it.
Yes.
Yeah. So I say congratulations.
Thank
and
you.
That's something that you can also tell other women
yes.
how to handle this.
Yeah, you have to have balance in a marriage.
Uh-huh.
You have to have balance in being a CEO because a lot of women think, oh, I'm the CEO and I'm not supposed to take care of home. No, absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have balance. You have to. I'm a big firm believer in that. And anybody that know me and has been out with me, they see I'm always worrying about my husband
mm-hmm.
because
yes.
I have to, because that's what kept balance in my home as running a seed, running a company and being a wife. You have to learn how to balance them both
because mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. it can be hard at times, but you have to.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, even sometime in the position I'm in, I'm grateful to my husband because I don't have to cook all the time. And he'll just say, honey, come, we'll just go get something.
Right.
Oh, that's a good feeling.
It's beautiful.
That's a good feeling. So I hats off. But we have to yes. also, too, like you say, keep the balance.
Yes.
Because when you're not working, you got to know how to be at home and do what you need to do there.
Exactly.
I want to say openly that I am so proud of
you.
Thank you. I am proud of you. I'm proud of where God has you, and I know greater things that you're going to do. I really believe that from this point on, there are other books on the horizon that God is going to allow you to write some other books, because you have a message for this mess age. Because this mm-hmm. is a mess age that we
oh,
live
yes.
in.
Oh,
and
yes.
you have a message for us. And so we want to continue to salute you today during this Women's History Month.
Thank
that you are a history maker. You are a history maker.
Thank you.
And we want to you to know that we're watching you.
Thank you.
We're watching you. And it's something when people are watching you.
Yes.
Yes. Something. So the title of our podcast is What's the Takeaway? So I'm going to ask you, what do you want my audience to take away?
What I want your audience to take away is keep God first in everything and all that you do, and be the best that you can be. Don't allow others to make you feel bad about who you are and what God called you to. Learn to know who you are, be happy with who you are, become the best person and the best version that you are, and know that God will take you many places, and He'll take you, and you'll be amazed at where He can take you with that little, I'll say, my GED. You'll be amazed at where He can take you with whatever it is that you think that is little on the inside of you.
Wow. Okay. Well said. Well said. And we are looking forward. And the name of the book is From a GED to a CEO. Can they still purchase this book?
Absolutely. On Amazon. And also they can purchase it directly. Go to my page, Facebook page, Author Carolyn Milton.
Okay. All right. Author Carolyn Milton. Or go to Amazon. From a GED to a CEO. I'm encouraging all of you that have women's groups or young or dealing with young teens to, and this could be male or female, to get this book and teach it and motivate some young people. God bless you.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to great things. So until next week, this is Dr. Jackie Gilbert Grant saying, What's the Takeaway?
What's the Takeaway podcast, hosted by Dr. Jackie Gilbert Grant. Covers a variety of relevant topics with professional guests. This is the perfect show to learn from different views on national newsworthy topics. The show airs every Saturday at 11:30 a.m.